Uncle Coco lived in like Spain for a while. He like kind of meandered around like the Spanish Europe and just came
Spanish Europe.
I have a globe now, so.
Oh yeah, you got a globe?
I bought a globe today.
You got a globe?
I got a globe. Yeah.
What's going on with the globe for you?
I'm just going to put it in my office, dude.
That's big.
So I have a fucking globe.
Yeah, you can take a look at it and be like, oh, that's where that is.
Oh, okay. And it's out of date. It's from the 80s, so it has like a bunch of... The guy was like, dude, I want to brush up on my geography. He's like, well...
Well, this isn't going to help.
He was like, yeah, you be careful this one. It's kind of old. It's from the 80s. Like, it shows that Russia was like the Soviet Union.
The USSR.
The Communist People's Republic or some shit. Yeah. It's pretty tight. I was like, fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah,
like,
we used to have that globe at my house.
You had an old globe?
The old globe at my parents' house is USSR. That's fucking sick, of it.
Dude.
Yeah. Yeah, you can run into some Yugoslavia. You can see some old countries.
There's no more Yugoslavia?
There's no more Yugoslavia.
So what if someone's Yugoslavian? Do they say they're Yugoslavian, or are they just like,
I have heard people say they are Yugoslavian.
What is it now?
I could be wrong. Slovenia and Slovakia? Slovakia?
What is it? It's like the white Middle East?
Yeah. It is, literally.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Like the Balkans, all that.
It's just like Cat Stevens. It's like Cat Stevens-Vania.
Yeah, it really is like the shittiest.
Is it really?
The Balkans are shitty.
That's why it's really nice. That's why it's the cheapest property in Monopoly. Baltic Ave.
Yeah, it's where it shifts from honkies into Arabs. There's like a combo of like,
and they're like
Greeks.
Yeah,
all this like mishmash of like, are you even a honky?
Yeah,
you're something.
Yeah, what's going on?
I don't like it. Should I let you in or throw something at you?
Yeah,
let me know, dude.
What's going on? Do we have to fucking invade and instill democracy here or fucking not?
Yeah.
Have we ever instilled democracy in, like, Slovenia? I'm sure we fucked with them.
That's never really been our... I mean, Bosnia.
Like, don't they constantly... Don't the markets, like, constantly crash?
In Greece, yeah. Well,
I feel like they're, like, constantly being like, we did it, and it's crashing.
It's because Russia's been butt-fucking them forever.
Really?
In World War II, Germany was butt-fucking them. Then they had civil wars forever. Yeah.
It sucks. Seems like an easily... Was that, like, the Franz Ferdinand squad?
Yeah.
Really?
In Serbia, he got shot.
How could the politics of Serbia ripple out and affect anything?
Because Austria was coming at him, and then Germany was like, yo, we're going to help you out.
Do you think that was a setup?
I mean,
to pull people into the world war, to be like, all right, we'll have some dumb Slovenian.
I don't know if it's to pull them into world war, but it definitely plunged them into world war. Because it was like, it is just dumb shit.
Yeah, but if you're like the intelligence.
They were looking for anything. Nobody wanted World War One like that. Nobody would try to have it happen.
So, but they shot the dude, and they were like, "All right, enough of this."
Well, that
shit was
the I mean, I guess there was like some stuff about how the Black Hand. That was the guys who did it. Mm-hmm. Like, kind of had some outside forces being like,
"I think that's
I
been,
did see something." Yeah.
I think that's been forever. Like the American CIA has been wrong. The British MI was MI5.
Before we were that powerful.
But I feel like the Brits were doing that.
The Brits
of
were
stuff.
Probably getting in there.
They're probably fucking with everybody.
The Brits were not itching for a fight with Germany.
Yeah,
they never were.
But the germs, germs wanted a little bit of scrap.
The germs were waiting for someone.
So they might have been like, "Yo, bro."
Yeah, maybe. I mean, maybe they set themselves up to. I don't know. That's a tough one. Because Russia came to defend Serbia.
Really?
Yeah.
So
then, just like that, everybody started picking
sides. I'll check my globe, dude. And I go home.
Wow. Now
what else is going on?
Ethiopians are weird looking.
I think Ethiopian women are gorgeous. Beautiful.
Absolutely.
But yeah, they're. I know what you're talking about,
like,
though.
They're like Arabic and black.
Well, yeah, because they're right.
Skin.
Yeah, it's a perfect storm.
Yeah.
I'm 1% North African. I don't know if you can tell.
I know about that.
I'm 1% North African.
You know, Ethiopia was never conquered, dude.
Really? Really?
It was the one place that withstood the rape of Africa.
Egypt was.
Egypt was colonized.
Yeah.
For sure.
What is Ethiopia is like a little further away from that?
Ethiopia is...
Well, like, yeah, but Ethiopia, were they just like kind of wheeling and dealing with the powers that be? How did they not get conquered?
They also fought back. Like they fought... Yeah. I think Italy fucked them up a little.
Think Italy slowed down there?
Before World War II got...
It must have been brutal,
wacky.
Dude. It must have been
those
fucking...
Wops.
Ugh.
God.
Thank God we knocked their bullshit off. They were getting out of control, dude. A bunch of little fucking Mussolinis.
Think of the Wops with any power. They've sucked since Rome.
Yeah, dude. I have a book I'm reading. It's called The Tyrants, and it goes through every like tyrant we've had for the last 2,000 years.
That's awesome.
That's fucking awesome. Starts with Xerxes, whatever the fuck his name is. He fucking sucked.
Yeah.
He tried and fucking failed hard as fuck.
Cyrus.
Haven't got to Cyrus yet.
I think he was before Xerxes. I think he was his father.
Okay. They do talk about that.
Could be wrong.
But, dude, that was so funny to amass how dudes would, like, amass armies back then and be like, I'm going for the glory, and then just fucking lose.
They always lose.
They'd have to just go back to a little thing and be like, eh. Herod the Great, no one liked him.
Yeah.
He was a wannabe Jew.
Herod?
Yeah.
He was the one who fucking, he's trying to kill all the
rounded
boys.
Up the boys, yeah.
Round up those boy penises.
He wanted to get his background. But, yeah, dude, this is so funny. Like, Rome, like, what was that? Who was that? That was Julius Caesar.
Yeah.
Who went through and, like, just completely destroyed the Roman Empire. He became the fucking dictator.
Yeah.
That's where we get that. I don't know that's where we get the term from. Dude, all those, yeah. Like, so he fully just went through, butt-fucked everyone, killed his enemies, and then he was just like, all right, I'm dictator. I say what goes. But he kept up a mirage of democracy while he was in, of the Republic.
People supported him, though.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy, though.
Triumvirate.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. That's weird how he actually back then was like, had like kind of like a, he had the elections, but it was all just like symbolic. It was just fake.
Yeah, his boys were like, yo, chill, dude.
They couldn't stop him.
They did.
Well, I mean, they did. Eventually they got him, dude.
Yeah, that's always interesting to me that like Caesar, I remember that, that was one of the, like, Tsar is Caesar.
Oh, really?
Like, Tsar in Russia. Caesar. Yeah.
That dude left a mark.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Fucking July.
Yeah, dude. That's August. A month after. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we're still fucking. I was a little high with Clark talking about this.
What?
It's just we were watching that History of the World thing.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
I was like, it's crazy. Obviously, how connected everything is through history, but like the Roman Empire, like we're still on their shit.
Yeah, dude.
Like this is still, we still talk, like we, our government set up kind of like the shit they were doing.
And it's the same, that's what
we
I was saying.
Their July, August, all that shit.
He set up the calendar, bro. That was his calendar.
Yeah.
Caesar set up the days of the week, all that shit.
Caesar was fucking balling.
He was
dude.
Fucking,
little
he was
Caesars.
Fucking Cleopatra. Yeah, pizza.
Got pizza off those.
He was fucking Cleopatra too.
He was fucking piping everybody. I don't know how accurate that is.
He fucked Cleopatra, yeah.
Yeah, did he?
He went through there and he's like, I think he just took, that was like the queen or the king
that was,
over there.
Mark Antony.
Anthony might have picked up where he left off.
Do you think they fucking tagged him?
They might have picked
she
up.
She was white, by the way.
Cleopatra?
Yeah. Black Israelites will fucking let you know.
They'll claim.
Cleopatra was a white devil.
Was she really?
Yeah, dude. What? That's why she fucking, yeah.
Cleopatra that's why she went
bitch.
To the Romans?
Yeah. She was sucking white dick, dude.
I mean, dude, when someone's surrounding your whole castle with, like, way more soldiers, it's
better
like
suck some dick.
Yeah, dude. It's like, all right, fuck this.
That's how you've got,
this
how
king,
everybody's gotten
this kingdom sucks.
Wow. Now we're just dropping history bombs.
Yo, dude. Yo, I was reading about that and another Chinese emperor who, same, he was like, the, I think the first guy.
Max?
Not Max.
No, I was just saying. Yeah. That Asian kid's name was Max. I thought you were going to tell me, like, his name was, like, fucking bleep, blah, bing, chow.
It actually was.
Yeah, for sure.
It was something wild, but he, that was a guy who basically unified China, the first guy who, like,
Chinese.
Unified China. Yeah. He basically set up 2,000 years ago what's communism.
Really?
He, like, just concentrated all the power in the state. And, like, a lot of those guys who, like, gained access or gained power, it would always be the ruling elite, and then they would figure out how to use, like the common people and have them rise up and destroy their ruling elite and then just take over and be dictator.
Nice.
Dude, it's been in the playbook for 2,000 years.
It's the same playbook.
Did the same thing.
Same people.
The guy did the same thing in China.
Nobody's changed.
So that guy did that. Caesar did it and then just fucking became dictator, supreme ruler of the Roman Empire and just chilled and then, you know, they fucking stabbed his ass.
Who else did you get to, dude?
Just
I love these tyrants.
Xerxes, dude, it's a fucking sick. I was going to give it to you and I'm done.
I can't wait.
Xerxes, Caesar,
I'll read the first chapter.
The Chinese dude who just like crushed everyone. No, it's perfect.
Can you tell everyone I'm reading it?
Dude, it's 2-page snippets. So I put it on my toilet. So every time I take a dump, I read about a tyrant. Reading about a tyrant. You know, it's just 2 pages. You blow right through it. You're like, oh my God, that's crazy.
Do you think Trump's at the end?
I think they're going to save fucking Hitler.
Hitler will be
Hitler's
last.
On the cover. So
Mao, maybe.
Oh, Mal will be there.
He'll be after.
I wonder who's gonna be the closer.
Trump dog.
You think it'll be Trump?
Trump daddy.
Could be.
And then it'll
be like
possible tyrants in the future. Hopefully, I made it.
I think it'll probably be Trump. Last page, like repealed Obamacare.
Yeah. I mean,
millions died.
Millions dead. Trump dog.
Yeah, don't get me started, dude. Don't get started on the fucking budget, bro.
Why? What's going on with the budget?
I'm having to write a paper on tax policy.
I watched, then the next thing I watched was Catherine the Great.
What's that?
It's a new HBO miniseries, I think, on Russian Empress.
It's tight.
Fucking British accents.
God damn it, man.
It bothers me.
Why can't they just do fucking Russian accents?
Just do Russian accents. All British accents. Like, the first, I was like,
What is that?
I didn't know she was the Queen of England, Catherine. And then I was like, oh, it's fucking Russia.
God fucking shit damn sucks. It, man.
And then, but it's funny because it's that, like, era where they're all just, like, fucking whores in a palace. You know what I mean? They always were just, like, people are butt-fucking and, like, talking to someone else. Like, may I see you, sir? And he's like, I'm busy right now. Like, just fucking someone.
Damn.
Pretty great.
Fuck, that must have been awesome.
Well, it ended when they all got their heads cut off. Everyone else was out in the streets like, what the fuck, dude? They just have a giant palace and we suck.
And they were just in there just fucking.
Everyone's just fucking and dressed like a dickhead.
Jesus
You're
Christ.
You're out in cloth, out in the street.
I mean, dude, that's.
You see someone dressed like a clown, like, roll through in, like, a carriage. Just like, guys with guns, sister. Like, fuck you. Like, fucking hit you when they cut. Like, please help me. Fuck you, piece of shit.
Get out of the way.
And some idiot's in there, like, eating cheese. Like, whoa.
That's all it was, dude.
Yeah, it was dickheads.
Forever, somebody would control all the land.
Yeah.
And then, like, make you their slave.
Yeah.
And just lit party. It was party time until enough people were like, dude, farming wheat for free sucks.
Yeah.
This guy just comes down, takes all of our food, fucks all of our sisters. It's like, this is bullshit.
Yeah.
And eventually,
like,
you know
what we should do is set that motherfucker on fire. And they're like, they just go do it.
Now, easy that must have been to rile them up.
Hilarious.
Even if a ruler was like, nice, people would not feel probably like, dude, fuck this guy.
Yeah. And then, like, they would always try to, like, storm a palace, and then, like, one person, or, like, five people would get shot, the crowd would run away, and then finally, you know, eventually, like, five people get shot, and they're still there, and it's like, oh,
life, dude,
we're in trouble.
Imagine how hard life would start to suck. Like, a 50-year reign of a fucking, like, tyrant, just walking, fucking everyone's shit up, he's killed a bunch of people in the village, no one has shit, people are starving to death. Eventually, you hit that rock bottom. You hit, like, inconceivable rock bottom back then, and you're just like, bro,
dude, that was,
we're fucking this guy up
somehow.
Watching
that Marie Antoinette, it's so funny to watch anything about them. Like, the French, when they got fucking killed, it's hilarious.
How they just get rosy.
They're just out partying so hard, like, running around in this beautiful palace and, like, watching the sunrise, like, woo-hoo-hoo, like, shooting guns and shit.
Oh, my God.
And then finally the boys are like, dude.
Enough.
Yeah, cut these motherfuckers' heads off in front of everyone.
Yeah.
And they did.
What time period was this?
That was like 18th century.
Yeah.
Wild time.
Dude.
That's when Catherine the Great was, too.
Same time?
After,
so they were partying into
right at the same time.
So they're partying into the 1900s?
No, into the 1800s. That's how the centuries.
Okay, so it's always a year behind, basically. Yeah. I always fuck that up.
It is annoying.
So 18th century is the 1700s.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I don't know.
Why would they do that?
It's like soccer.
Was it?
So, like, if you score a goal in the, like, at the 10 minute and 30 second mark, or 10 minute and anything within between 10 and 11 minute, it's the 11th minute.
What?
Anything past 10 is the 11th.
Some bullshit.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
So it's same. So yeah, and any revolution's pretty funny. Slave revolt in Haiti.
That's
awesome.
A good one, dude.
Cutting motherfuckers' heads off, dude.
Yeah.
Finally, just like, all right.
I mean, I wouldn't
chill.
I my unfair boner is so strong that I would fucking spaz.
Oh my God, dude! I got asked to power wash with my dad, and I was like, I'm gonna kill him. I'm gonna get my sisters and me to rise up, dude. I think in France at a time they skinned cats. I think there was like a revolution where the peasants just went around skinning cats and throwing them at rich people.
What?
I think, yeah. Pretty sick.
That would piss you off. I've told you before, that's where the expression let the cat out of the bag comes from.
What's that?
Back in medieval times, you used to like buy a sack of like a pig. You'd like buy some pigs and it'd be like, fuck yeah. Let me get that sack of fucking pigs.
Yeah.
And it'd be like, all right. There's some dishonest merchants.
You get home and it'd be a bunch of cats.
Put a cat in the bag. So you'd let the cat out the bag. You'd open it from the merchant, let the cat out the bag, and be like, you motherfucker, and just probably like murder him violently.
It's also hilarious to imagine a dude like carrying a sack of cats home, just like, nice, dude. If I open it, there's just 10 cats running around your shitty apartment.
His whole family,
God damn it.
His whole family dies as a result. And he's just like, that motherfucker.
Yeah, and then also what's funny is historically how those like tyrants would put those revolts down. Mm-hmm. Or like people trying to like gather for a protest, and then just the military comes in and just like, just get the fuck out of here.
Dude, imagine if someone's crushing your good time like that.
If you were at party time.
You're like, wait, then, I have to stop fucking everybody right now?
Yeah, you're at party time. You're literally fucking someone doggy style, and your general walks in and is like, sir, the peasants have gathered. You're like, oh, fucking kill them, dude. Just kill them. It's like, sir, it's a peaceful assembly. Fucking, I don't care. Like, Why would I care?
You're like, drop hot stuff on them, dude.
Yeah. What's the hottest thing you guys have? Throw it at them. Just throw it at all of them. They're trying to ruin the party.
I mean, it had to have been like, I don't care. I know I'm going to pay for this, but fuck, this is awesome, and I have to keep this going.
And they had the best fucking food and everything. Like, they just had everything at their time.
Still, I'm telling you, that still goes on now.
Of course.
That still goes on.
Yeah, except it's tough to get them now.
I mean,
I think it's tough to get the billionaires now.
I think they got it locked, bro. I hate to, like, break it to people. Locked. I hate to break it to people. They got it locked, dude. They got all your information. They know exactly where everybody is.
Yeah.
There's literally no way to plan.
Yeah. And now there's too much firepower. Back then it was like four guards with like a musket.
They could drop atom bombs throughout the world and just go to bunkers and be like, all right, there's fucking 50 people left. Fuck you guys.
But yeah, that would ruin the party though.
True.
So that kind of, that's not what they want.
I mean, they still, if people, as I always said, it'd be sick if people just like, nobody, everyone went on social media and was like, yo, nobody pay taxes. And just fucking totally do tax shutdown. Like, fuck you guys.
Well, that would fuck us.
All they would do, exactly. All they would do is be like, well, we have billions of dollars. Now schools are done. Good job, idiots. And you're just like, fuck.
Yeah, that's not a good plan. Although I'm falling through with that plan pretty good.
Yeah, I'm about to snipes
out. Big time, no taxes. Dude. I'm going to get fucked soon. I don't appropriate.
You can't even. Yo, you don't. I don't appropriate. My bad. I'm sorry for suggesting you would appropriate
it. I use a fork.
So in terms of like cultural appropriation and food, where do you draw the line? Like eating different foods, or do you like research the like culture before you die?
I research the origin of every food and make sure I got ancestry.com and I only eat food from those regions that my ancestors came from.
That's what's up, dude.
Yeah.
So what's your diet looking like? Root vegetables. Coors
Light and wings.
Moldy barley.
Yeah, I make sure the British confiscate most of my food, so I'm not culturally appropriating.
That is a weird one. Is that that's something that kind of like that was like as near as that was as close as the 1800s.
No, wasn't it? Yeah, it was the mid 1800s,
and that was one that like if you're an Irish guy, you'd be like, fuck the British. Everyone's like, okay, dude.
Yeah, whatever.
Get over it, bro.
Well, I told you I was reading that white trash book.
Oh yeah,
and it's like the whole book is like, hey, white trash had it really bad. Yeah. And like, you can't go out and tell people about the book.
No.
Because people are like, white people were slaves too? It's like, yes. Well, yes.
You know
historically,
the term?
Yes. You know, but I'm not going to say that.
Exactly. Well, you know the term Caucasian came from?
The Caucasus Mountains?
The women of the Caucasus Mountains. When they were, when I think the Turks, I believe, enslaved the fair-skinned women of the Caucasus Mountains, they would portray them as like these, like, they were like, that was a fucking hot thing to add to your harem.
Yeah.
And that was Caucasian.
Fair skin to bay.
That's what they said. Like, I'm reading a guy's memoir right now, and he talked about how Caucasian came from.
Yeah.
The term for what's denoted as white supremacy came from a time when white people were literally enslaved and idealized sexually. They were like made to be like, damn, look at this hot white bitch.
I wonder if
these white bitches have so much attitude.
I wonder if dudes with like a harem of sex slaves from different regions go through like, you know how like when you're watching porn, you'll go through different phases. I'm into like pregnant chicks right now.
Yeah,
like, I only jerk off to black porn now.
Dude, enter Prince Andrew.
Yeah, true.
He's like, you know what I'm into right now?
Yeah. Young Sniz. I haven't really got off of it. That's kind of been the best one I've found.
Kind of stuck on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have real life porn, dude. That's what's going on. They don't click. Like, we're peasants. We have to watch.
Yeah.
They have real, they're like, you know what I like to do right now?
Yeah. Or you can just watch it in a room.
Yeah, you can just sit.
Just watch people fuck.
They can kind of jerk off wherever they want.
Yeah, that's what happens.
They can just go anywhere.
Someone puts a crown on your head and you're like, yes.
Yes.
I can jerk off anywhere now.
I can come wherever now.
Yes.
Yeah, there was those rules they used to have where they could come down and just fuck your daughter on her wedding night.
Yeah, prima nocta.
And like, you say you're Prince
Andrew.
That's
the worst thing in the fucking world.
Yeah, and you're hearing your uncle be like, dude, one time I went down the hill and like fucked all those wives down there. And you're like, what? That was so much fun.
I'm gonna do that.
I can't do anything right now. All I can do is I have to fly to some stupid fucking island just to fuck kids. This sucks.
Yeah, the White Trash book, though, is fucking... It's good so far. I won't read it. I'll do what I do with every book and read the first quarter of it.
You're like, fuck, what's that guy's name on the YouTube commercials? Ty Lopez.
Pretty much.
That's his thing. He's like, yeah, just read... But that also, though, that's... I watched another guy in an interview where he's like, the idea of completing books is like a... It's like an ego mission. He's like, just read them. I mean, you're onto something else, read something else. I mean, you're interested again. Just take, you know, little bits from... The idea of being like, I have to finish this. He's like, you can if you want.
Yeah, it's... I mean, I'm not, like, finishing anything out of, like, I need to fucking do
it. Well, that's a lot of people who say, like, I finish books. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
But,
Here's a gold star, bro.
The lady that wrote it, it's pretty fun. It's very interesting the way... It's a lady, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, some broad... Just talk the white trash. It's funny. They are funny. White trash is funny.
Yeah, man.
It's it's a class of people that just cannot improve.
No.
It's like there's nothing.
Well, dude, that's the thing too. Like when people always talk about that, they're like, you know, whenever when they, you know, people, the camp of people who would say that like success predominantly, if not totally, comes from people's skin color. It's like, explain the Kensington white trash. Yeah. That's like literally a whole other like setup. You're like, all right, how come that, why couldn't they cash in that stuff? Because these guys are fucked up right now. They're like visibly poor. They could be in a tuxedo and I could see them like, oh, you're poor.
Yeah, I can literally tell from your face.
I can tell from your facial structure.
Yes.
You're like,
you come from that stock.
You come from the poorest of the poor. Yeah. You literally, your ancestors were in the stocks at a certain point. They're like, fuck the Queen. They're like, all right, go to fucking America, you loser.
The Queen.
That would be funny to find out they were like the oldest families in America. Imagine if they were the real rulers,
they are.
Dude. That's the real
ruler.
That's
what the book's talking about.
What?
Is how the fucking white trash got here real early.
Oh, they did. They were here first.
Yeah.
They were supposed to farm the land and then die.
Yeah.
And then they're like, all right, thank God we got rid of all these stupid orphans. Now we can go over there and like do what else we have to
do. Yeah, that like the introduction of the book is about how like we like look at the pilgrims and like Jamestown and all that stuff as like good, cool things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, no, these were really, really shitty people that England was like, we just got to get rid of like our homeless.
Yep.
And like the New World, like America, was dog shit. You don't want to come. There's animals you've never seen. Yeah. It's like, there's fucking bears. We got to fight bears. Who's going to fight fucking bears? Just send over all the drunks we have.
Yep.
Be like, all right, you guys set up a cabin if you can. Build luck. A house, die, and then somebody nice is going to move in.
It was Survivor, dude.
Really was.
They had real life
Survivor.
They
just sent over the shittiest. And then some of the shittiest survived.
They did.
Some of the shitty ones made it.
It's a fucking wonder.
And now they live in Kensington and now just do heroin outside of Wawa.
Hey, dude. That,
and now they're taking on that bear.
Oh, you know? Sure.
It's
they're
a new
still,
grizzly.
Dude.
It's in their DNA to take on the worst thing imaginable and just suffer through it.
Well, that was blast one. And then there was all the uprisings that led to all the swells of all the other populations.
Yeah.
Like, dude, we're sign us up. We're going to.
But no, it's really cool.
No.
And like the story about Pocahontas was pretty sick.
Oh, yeah.
Just how she was like an 11-year-old, like, slave.
Oh, yeah, like, totally dispelled that whole, like, the Disney notion and all that stuff.
And the Disney notion is so fun. They, like, you know, of course they had to. You can't make a Disney movie of, like, a tiny, shitty little girl.
Yeah.
Because like, the people, this tribe wasn't, like, buxom, gorgeous women.
Yeah.
It was, like, a little tiny, like...
Yeah, they're probably
and the guy she married, which I think was Rolf, it wasn't John Smith.
They say John Smith. Am I right, or am I wrong, or they say he might be a fictionalized character?
No, he's real.
He is a real person.
John Smith's real. He was like a fucking mercenary who...
Wasn't it in fashion to like completely lie about your autobiography or something back then?
Oh, yeah, and John Smith would lie. Yeah,
John Smith was a liar.
He's a notable liar. He'd be like, this is what I fucking did, dude. I'd ball out.
Dude, I might do that. Just write a wild autobiography and then just wait a couple hundred years.
About how
and,
you're
like,
the man?
Yeah, I'm like, yo, did you ever hear about this guy?
This
guy conquered Russia or something?
But yeah, I think Rolf married, I think, Pocahontas, which I think they also said might have been a white lady. She might have been, like, originally one of these shitty people they sent over, and she like, stolen from a tribe.
Gotcha.
Or a tribe abducted her.
Yeah.
And she just grew up, like, with them.
That makes sense.
I don't know.
No, I remember hearing that too.
But it was also like he wasn't. It wasn't like a love story. He was just like, this was like a political move for us and the tribe.
Yeah, he had to.
Yeah,
he had to take down Pocahontas.
He had to bang an 11-year-old.
Oh my god.
Yeah, but it's just waves of shitty people coming here.
Pretty much
rules.
It's, dude, I'm telling you, it's pretty tight. Pretty tight. Yeah. But again, it's not. That's obviously not the regular, that's not the historical narrative, bro.
But that's how everything ever has. Like, it's like the pyramids. It's like anything great, like building America. It's like you just throw waves of people at it.
Yeah.
And they're like, all right, let these people go fucking fight everything and die, and then we'll come in.
Yeah, and we're just going to throw people at this tirelessly until they build. They're doing it in Qatar right now.
Yeah.
We're going to enslave people, make them do stuff, and then it's going to look awesome.
We got the World Cup coming. Yeah. I don't know how the fuck we're going to build 90 stadiums.
Here we go. They'll get it done.
Yeah, we're going to throw slaves at it. We're going to just throw slaves at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty sick.
But yeah, man. I hope you read more of that book. It's really cool.
Yeah, I will.
You're going to like it because it goes all the way up into like present day.
Nice.
Yeah, you
see what the trash is up to.
Trash has been fucking kicking
trash
around.
Is pissed, dude.
It gets real into the. It basically gets into the story of class. Like often goes. Kinda, yeah. You know.
Yeah, it blames the British for the classism.
Yeah.
Which I don't know. It's annoying every time where it's like, this is where this came from.
Yeah.
It's like, bro, classism. That it's in everything.
It's everywhere. Yeah.
It's in human instinct.
Well, they go into the big black white divide. How a lot of that was white trash.
Yeah, white trash,
like,
is tits.
Nah, we're like second, and they're like, nah, dude, you're like, fuck, this is bullshit.
Yeah, I mean that's how it always. Yeah, that's like how the Irish and black people didn't get along.
Yep,
all the Irish in the north were like, don't free the slaves. They're gonna take our derbs. They're gonna come up here and take our derbs. We want to work in the factory for no money.
Yeah, dude, isn't that fucking crazy? Well, they're also escaping starvation, so they're just kind of like, what the fuck are you guys crying about?
Yeah, what's everyone crying? What are you crying about over here? You get, you get a meal every 3 days.
You guys get gruel every 3 days? Button it up.
The streets are paved with gold.
There's more gruel. There's so much gruel to be had here. Let's switch to the page, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, what you got? What do you got to say to them?